compensate, to offset or counterbalance. We'll talk about that today on Bible Time. Hello again, everyone. Thank you for joining me for Bible Time. When I was in high school, I played football with some friends, and I got tackled. It wasn't a hip drop tackle. I got tackled, and my foot kind of stretched the wrong way or something, and it was not like in my ankle. It was in the top of my foot, and I found out from the doctor that I had stretched some tendons. So he told me that this is something that would never properly heal. They would kind of be stretched out. And as a result, for the longest time, I walked, not necessarily with a limp. I did at first because it was really painful, but my gait changed. And even now I find myself slipping a little bit on times because my body's trying to compensate for that injury. Once when I hurt my shoulder really bad, I had torn tendon in my shoulder, I would compensate by using my left hand quite a bit. But we do that when something is wrong. If you got a sore finger on the left hand, you might use your right hand. If you got a sore arm on the left side, you lift things up with your right arm. Or even if you're right-handed and your hand is hurting and you might try to right left-handed, that we compensate all the time physically. But when we compensate spiritually, that can get us into trouble. I want to read to you from the book of Jude. This is we'll start with verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Keep yourselves in the love of God. What does that mean? He really got it. When we try to compensate because we don't feel like we are loved by God, we can lead ourselves down a very dark path. Now, let me tell you that if you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins, you are in the love of God. You are not an enemy of God. If you do not believe this, then you are condemned already for not believing in His Son. But we're not going to talk about that. I want to talk about those who believe, who are loved by God. When we live in this love daily, we realize that there's nothing that can harm us. Oh, when I hurt my ankle, that sure was a lot of harm. I once had paid my car insurance bill twice. Accidentally, that was a lot of harm financially. But there are things that can harm us, but nothing can take us